KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies with areas of drizzle and fog to dissipate and a high around 68. Winds east-southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Red Oak arrested two men overnight Tuesday into Wednesday morning. This morning at around 2:20 a.m., 31-year-old Thomas Allen Daffer of Red Oak was arrested for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. And at around 10:30 p.m. on Tuesday, Red Oak police arrested 31-year-old Stuart Dwayne Haley of Red Oak for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Haley's bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at $1,000. Montgomery County has added serology testing to its options as part of that county's effort to continue to prevent, detect, and mitigate the spread of COVID-19. According to Montgomery County Public Health Administrator Samantha Beeson, there is an increasing number of test types being onboarded in Iowa, including in Montgomery County. There are two main categories of testing, PCR testing and serology testing. A positive PCR test, she says, indicates a current COVID-19 infection, while a positive serology test indicates a past or recent COVID-19 infection. Both types of tests, she says, help us understand the spread of COVID-19 in our community. Serology tests look for antibodies, which are specific proteins made in response to infections. Antibodies can be found in the blood of people who are tested after infection and show that people have had an immune response to the infection. Antibody test results are especially important for detecting previous infections with few or no symptoms. For more information on serology testing, you can see the same story and click on the link on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, Beeson says, to date, Montgomery County has had five positive PCR COVID-19 tests and one positive serology test as this new types of testing comes online. Both types of testing results are displayed at the state's coronavirus website at www.coronavirus.iowa.gov. State's medical director, Dr. Caitlin Podati, spoke about the serology testing yesterday during the governor's news conference, saying Beeson said that serology testing will be another tool in helping us fight COVID-19 and contain the spread of this disease. Well, the bishop of the Des Moines Catholic Diocese is allowing in-person masses to return in 15 counties beginning tomorrow. Bishop William Johnson says the decision comes after looking at information surrounding the coronavirus pandemic over the past month.
But we just thought that a kind of gradual coming back and looking at much of the same medical data that our healthcare professionals and even some of our state officials have been doing.
And Johnson says that they will be allowed to hold morning masses Monday through Saturday.
So we were seeing, you know, numbers that were giving us comfort that if we gathered in a daily mass situation that we could both respond to our heartfelt need of the people to come for Mass, to receive the Eucharist, but not overwhelm ourselves so that we can observe social distancing and the cleansing protocols and everything there. So it's a kind of, we felt very comfortable then with what we call Phase 1.
Phase 1 includes Wayne, Lucas, Clark, Decatur, Madison, Union, Ringgold, Adair, Adams, Taylor, Cass, Montgomery, Page, Fremont, and Harrison counties. Now, Mills County will be permitted to regather for daily Mass beginning next Monday. Johnson says this is not a mandate, and local priests will be able to determine if they can take the steps to safely hold their Masses.
If this were only a matter of, hey, I'm willing to take on this individual risk of contagion in order to celebrate the sacraments and to worship. But it's not. We were mindful of each other. And we know, you know, not only the fact that so many are asymptomatic and how contagious the coronavirus is. So I think that's where we have to have the common good at stake.
The bishop says they will take several steps to continue social distancing.
We're not going to eliminate all risk, but, you know, within a reasonable degree, and with making adjustments, you know, wearing a face mask, not being close to others, you know, reducing greatly, if not entirely, the music that is so much a part of the Mass and other prayer experiences.
And he says they're asking parishioners to wear face masks during the Masses, and there will be masks on hand. Now, other counties in the Des Moines Diocese are still prohibited from celebrating daily Masses with more than 10 persons present. They include Polk, Warren, Dallas, Guthrie, Audubon, Shelby, and Pottawatomie County. And Johnson says when the parishes in those counties reach the point where the risk has been appropriately abated, he will let them know when they can enter Phase 1. In our funeral announcements this morning, Robert Mullen, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Robert Mullen will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Cynthia James, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Johnston. Graveside services for Cynthia James will be today at 1 o'clock at the Rest Haven Cemetery in Des Moines, with Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of arrangements. Margaret Alf, age 94, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. A memorial graveside service for Margaret Alf will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Belknap Cemetery in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. Dwayne Rollins, Sr., age 81, of Griswold, died Saturday. A drive-through visitation for Dwayne Rollins, Sr. will be held tomorrow from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. The family will be outside the funeral home to greet people as they come by. Guests are encouraged to stay in their vehicles as the funeral home is following COVID-19 state regulations. Gerald Jerry McCreary, age 69, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jerry McCreary will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Harvest of Hope Church in Harlan, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Philip Flip Seddon, age 71, of Atlantic, died May 14th. Celebration of Life Memorial Service for Flip Seddon will be on Saturday from beginning at 4 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Lippincott, age 82, of Atlantic, died Monday in Johnston. A private family mass of Christian burial for Bill Lippincott will be at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic and can be watched via live stream beginning at 2 p.m. Tuesday at the link under this same obituary on the obituary page at KJAN.com. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements for Bill Lippincott. Gerald Jerry Behrens, age 83, of Des Moines and formerly of the Southwest Iowa area, died Monday in Des Moines. The private family graveside service for Jerry Behrens will be at a later date at the Cedar Lawn Cemetery in Council Bluffs. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Marlene Schilberg, age 79, of West Des Moines and formerly of Adair County, died Sunday. Private family graveside services are planned for Marlene Schilberg with a celebration of life at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Clarence Byron Nielsen, age 95, of Exira and formerly of Kimbleton, died Sunday. Arrangements for Byron Nielsen are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Roger Metzger, age 63, of Adair, died Saturday. No services other than a small family gathering are planned for Roger Metzger. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. And Helen Fisher, age 91, of Harlan, died Sunday. Private graveside services for Helen Fisher will be held with the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.